So much your precious Amor.
השם אל מוישה אמר אל הכהנים בני אהרן ואמרת עליהם לנפש לא יתמו בעמו. דוכסיד של ספורים את בוא דאון אמר אל הכהנים בני אהרן, אמר אל הכהנים בני אהרן. The כהנים have to be אויב שלום ורוידב שלום. Even with Talmidim of Aaron, we know the Kohanim, when they make Birkas Kohanim, they finish the Brochas, Am Yisrael be'ahavo. The Kohanim have to have an Ahavo, a special Shaychas to Klal Yisrael. So Emor el Kohanim Bnei Aaron, tell them they have to be Bnei Aaron, they have to behave like the kids of Aaron. Ve'omarto aleihem. But re-remind them, lenefesh lo itamo be'amov. Even when you're going to do shalom, some people think you're allowed to metame yourself to do shalom. Shalom is very important. Aber chas v'shalom to be mevater. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky would say, it says divrei shalom ve'emes. It's very important to be peace, to be nice with everyone. About divrei shalom ve'emes, it only works when the shalom goes together with emes. If the shalom doesn't go together with emes, it doesn't stim. Kol makoyim emor el hakoyanim ve'omar. So the kasha is, we said of siddur shavod, but ma'aseh chazal ashtoling and the diuk emor el ve'emor Hashem el Moshe emor el hakoyanim ve'omar to. Emor ve'omarto. So Rashi brings down the Gemara in Yevamos, lehazir ktanim al hagdolim. Gdolim al ktanim. Not only a isur to metame lemeisim, the gdolim are metzuve that the ktanim will not be metame lemeisim. Lehazir gdolim al ktanim. Shaila, what is the pshat lehazir gdolim al ktanim? That a kohen gadol is metzuve. Kohen Gadol is mitzuveh to be sure that the Kohen Katan will not become tamei. So the shaila is, what is the gather of this halacha that the Kohen Gadol is mitzuveh to be makbi that a young Kohen will not be tamei? I extend you the shaila. It's the gather to me, my son, when he was a little baby, he was 1 year old, it was a pikuach nefesh. Emes a pikuach nefesh. So we had to take him to the hospital, but the hospital had Macy. So for sure I was not planning to go in. I'm not allowed to metamel a Macy. So my Rebbetzin will take him in. But then the Macy is lehazir gdolim al ktanim. You can't take him in. Okay, it's pikuach nefesh. But we have a Eitzah. We could hire a goite. She will push the carriage in. She'll be metamel him. Like if you have to do melocha and Shabbos, if you have a goite that can put on the light, so it's better to tell the guy to put on the light. So if I have to metame my son liikonis lameis, maybe it's better to metame my son al yedei goy. So the machleikas. My shver b'avom govit said avad to take a guy and to push him in, to push in the carriage. Rebbe Eliashiv told me your wife can push in the carriage. It's no lehazik doylim alaktani. What is the chkira? The chkira is, the kohen is not allowed to metame himself. As the isur to metame the baby's body, that's what myself and my shver hold. Rebbe Eliashiv hold, is a chiyuv to be makbid on the dinim of the kohen. If a zeh vayt that the kohen has a pikuach nefesh, and he's not mitzuvah not to go in, it's not a nozo aveira to metame the kohen. My shver learns pshat, a zeh is a isur to metame my body, is a isur to metame that body. He's a kotn, he's not mitzuvah b'mitzvahs. Hashem doesn't want me to metame that body. So you write us pekuach nefesh, I could, but if I could do by a goy, it's not had to do pekuach nefesh. They learn ki'ilu, if the kotel would be a godly, would have a yisur. So I have to be makpid ki'ilu he's keeping the mitzvahs. If a zei vayt that he has a head, there is no chiyuv. Kim l'sheiro yakori velov is allowed to be metame le'imoy ve'le'oviv ve'libnoy ve'le'bitoy. A kohen is allowed to metame mother, father, son, daughter. Every time man is before noshim, you know, if you have to save someone, zalochem ish koydem le'isha. Why it says here that the kohen is metame first for the mother and then to the father? And don't tell me lav davka, two psukim later when the kohen gadol is not allowed to. It says in posuk yudalef ba'al kol nafshi smeis lo yavoi le'oviv u'le'imoi lo yitamo. So it says that he's not allowed to metame to father and mother. So why would the kohen is allowed to metame? So the famous chap of the Ma'aril Diskin. The Ma'aril Diskin says like this: the mother is for sure his mother. The father is not for sure his father. It's only Choyk Be'ilo Yisayuchim Acharabal. If there's no DNA, there's no way to find out that he's your father. A mother, he came out from the mother. So the Torah says, he's allowed to metame the mother, pshite. And even to a father that is only a Roiv, he's allowed to metame. When he's not allowed to metame the Kohen Gadol, pshite to the father he's not allowed to. Not only to the father he's not allowed to, even to his mother he's not allowed to. But when the Torah says that he's allowed to, the Velt asked in the Ma'aril Diskin that Agav Chulfa Shabashta. If the father is not my father, I'm not a Kohen. So there's no Isu Nata Metame. So Melam for sure, the Zal Gozach. But Azay the Ma'aril Diskin. Some want to say, the Moshe Levin Ezra says, that Shaila who dies first, men, ladies. But the kasha is Pseira. So the Torah wants to write the mother before the father. Maybe someone's closer to his father. But why by Kohen Gadol the Torah switched it and it said not to be metame to the father and the mother? Think about this skin and the style. Cheshbon is very nice. So the Mefarshim say like this: when the Torah was given, was Aaron v'Bonav. Aaron already didn't have parents. Amom Yochevet when Nifta. So who is the next Kohen Gadol that Aloch is negea to him? It's Elozor v'Yisomo. When Aaron will die, Elozor will become a Kohen Gadol, and right away he's not allowed to metame to his father. But if Elozor's mother dies, Elozor is not a Kohen Gadol yet. So the next Kohen Gadol, the first time that Aloch will be negea, is by a father and then by a mother. Again. But Aaron HaKohen is not Negev the Aloch and not to be Metame. So who is Negev the Aloch and not to be Metame? To Elozor v'Yisomo. Who will die? If the mother will die, they're not Kohen Gadol yet. So only the way there will be a Kohen Gadol is if the father will die first. So maybe the Aloch has to write down, Lo'ovi v'le'imo ilo yitam. Now, I want to say a vote. I saw it today. Maybe I disagree with one point of the vote, but I want the message. I think is a very chashuv message. It's brought down in Sforim Hakdoshim. Why the Kohen Hediyot is allowed to be metame to the Shiva Kroivim, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to metame even to the Shiva Kroivim? What do you say? A Kohen is holy. Kohen Gadol is well. A Kohen is already Kodesh, and he's allowed to metame the Shiva Kroivim. So they say it's brought down in the Sforim HaKdoshim. A Kohen Gadol is the manig of Klal Yisrael, the Gevisa Mos. A manig has to be trained that is no difference his family and someone else. You can't be a manig and your family has an adifus on someone else. Avada, he has to give time to his family. It doesn't take away from that, yeah? Speaking of someone that is dead anyways, yeah? So it's not a pshat, the kid needs the cure from his father. The guy is dead, yeah? He can show that there's a difference. And I want to say over, they bring down two givaldic emaisim from the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech to give this over. When he was mekabel himself, Golus, he was mekabel that he will love every yid the same. rich, poor, friendly, cousin. The Zelbe Zach will be the Zelbe Av. The Zelbe Av. When he came back from his Golas after 5 years, he saw a wagon going out of the city, and he heard that they were speaking that Arale is very sick. They don't know if the doctors will see him and manage to save him. And he was so sad that his son, such a pekuach nefesh, and he went into the city and here everyone was speaking that Arale is very sick and mamish is rushing home to see such a mas nefesh. When he got closer to his house, he found out that it's Arale, the son of the baker. And he was like, oh. And he chapped himself and he said, Rav Melech, if after 5 years galus, when it was not your kid, you said, oh, you didn't netaken, and he left for another 5 years to netaken the Avas Yisrael. This is one ma'isa they say over, and the second ma'isa they say over, Rav Melech, that when he was, his avodas Hashem was, in the time that he was a Rebbe, he would sleep from after Ma'ariv till Chatzois, and he would wake up to Tikkun Chatzois, and he would wake till the other, till Shkia the other day. So from Shkia till Nach, till Chatzois, the family was very makbid that no one would go into the house. One time, it was delayed, he couldn't go. It was already an hour and a half before Chatzois when he went in to sleep. And there was terrible banging on the door. So I ran in, Rebbe, you have to save my daughter, she's very sick. And he got up, and like for a second he thought in his head, like, you know, man, just look at my life, I'm married, I don't have time to breathe. I really missed the part of the ma'ase that Olamalech was makbid the word tefillin b'Rabbeinu Tam, like all the chassidim. And then for a week they saw he was not wearing tefillin b'Rabbeinu Tam. 2 weeks he didn't, and they thought maybe like the anogas of the chassidim changed. And then they found out this ma'aser. So he woke up, did not, right after it, Miyad chapped himself. Okay, the guy left. So he had an hour to go before he goes to sleep. But the cloud is before you go to sleep, you make cheshbon nefesh. So he made a cheshbon nefesh. He already made before that bang, but now he had to make another cheshbon nefesh. And he realized, he said, if my daughter will knock him, father save me. I would also say, people don't let me to sleep. So why? Because it was a stranger. So I said, Rav Tesis, Shachan Aruch state, Ve'ein maniach tfilin Rabbeinu Tam, Elo ish shu mefustam lechosid v'tzadik. I'm not holding in a madrega, I can't put on tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. So Avadah, was the avoid of the Kohen Gadol, the message is, the Kohen Gadol of everyone is no Musik father and mother. I want to make it clear. It's not the pshat that a person will say, okay, so I have to cut off from my father, I have to cut off from my mother. We're expecting everyone to treat every yid like you treat your father and your mother. Some people, when they hear these shmuz, okay, now they start to call their father every week, like, hey, yeah, you know, my father. No, every yid needs a phone. Not the pshat to mitzanen the shaykhs that you have to your father because I'm Ovid Hashem. To be called. All the stories are not like, oh, he managed to be cruel to his son. Chas v'shalom. The avodas Hashem is the opposite. The avodas Hashem is kim l'shir ha'yakor ve'lo ve'lo yikhu korcho b'roishom u'bepe askonam le'yigaleichu u'bepsorom le'yisrat u'sorotes. Maril Diskin brings down a beautiful vote. There's a special aloha here for Koyanim. Lo yikichu korcho b'roishom, upke askonom lo yigaleichu, ubepsorom lo yisretu sorotas. Upke askonom lo yigaleichu, ubepsorom lo yisretu sorotas. Lemaisa, we know, all of us learn Makkas, that all these halachas are not even by Yisrael, right? You're not allowed to make Srita Alames, you're not allowed to make Korcho, you're not allowed to take off your payas, you're not allowed to take off the Zokah. It's halachic when everyone knows the Gemara. It's not only the Kohanim. Gemara says Kohanim, mitzvahs yiseiras, it's a double mitzvah, more nivomis nafei, all of us know the sugyas. So why taken by the Kohanim, Hashem gave that special issue to take off the payas, to take off the beard? So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says, V'isur sheli peas konom lo yigaleichu ubefsoem peas roishom lo yigaleichu peas konom lo yigaleichu shechen hoyo minag ha-kmorim. The minag of the kmorim was to make these kind of haircuts, you know, only the middle is left of these kind of haircuts. And mishum chukes ha-goyim omro ha-toyro shelo yihidamus la-goyim. This is Sefer HaMitzvahs. About it. It doesn't make a difference. We have the Isur, it's only time in the Kro. But the Rambam says that the Yesod was that the Kmorim Shel Avodah Zarah took these haircuts. So the Maharal Diskin, listen carefully. He says, the Kmorim Avodah Zarah, they had like special haircuts. Today we see this guy, you know, this guy that march, yeah, wear these kind of haircuts, the Nazis. Why the Kmorim had such haircuts? Said because the Kmorim wanted to have a respect. When they walk in the street, they have the gown. When they go to the Beis HaMerchatz, especially in that day, you know, people didn't have private showers. Today, some people have private swimming pools. But in that days, yeah, it was not even a private shower. Everyone went together to Beis HaMerchatz. Amiroim, Tanoim, we see. The Kmorim came, they were undressed. How people will know that he's a Kohen? How he will have a respect? So they had a special haircut. And everyone knew he's the Kohen. So the Torah doubled the Isur by Kohanim to tell Kohanim, Kedoshim yu le'elokeihem, a Yid has to be in a Madrega of respect of Kedusha, that even without, I want to tell you, if you would see from Zaman Erebach in the Mikveh, I can't speak like this on my Rebbe, but I want to tell you, you would know that he's from Zaman Erebach. If you would bump into Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Mikveh, you would not know the picture. In a second, you would know that he's Reb Moshe Feinstein. A real choshev person gives his respect not because he wears his clothes. We know we're learning now Mishnah Berurah, the kapot is only because of Pialoch, you're not allowed to show your feet, yeah? Some people are making it, they're in his pants, not everyone is mechuyev, yeah? You're mechuyev to wear something long. It's the reason kapot is malbush tavin chachomim, not because we need something to show that they respect it. A regular person could be matter that even that we don't see really the feet, we have the pants. This is the reason, you know, some people ask why these tight pants are treif. It's a din of the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Gimel. It's not what we're holding now. Oh, Hashem. The yeshivas know not to let the kids to come with it. Yeah? It's the mechazik these Rosh Hashivas, not like the people that are fighting against these Rosh Hashivas. But it's a bezun of shmuz. The vinim yovino. Mikol Mekoyim, a person has to look, they say over a maise, the Rambam brings down that one of the smartest people by the Goyim was Aristo. Chochom, close to a Novi, the Rambam calls him. Others, we don't know what it means, such a Chochom. They say once they met Aristo, he was eating. He was splashing all over. I asked him, Aristo? Eating like an animal? He said, now I'm eating, now I'm not Aristo. A Goy, when he's going to the swimming pool, when he goes to the ocean, when he goes to the beach, now he's not. Goes back to Yeshiva, he's the best above her. And the beach is cool. A Yid doesn't have to have the levushim to look like a Yid. The Kmorim had a problem. When they took off their clothes, they looked like Achad Olam. They had to have an outside showing. A Yid has to have something to show the Tzura, show the godless. But a Yid, the Metzius, how he is, shows the Avodas Hashem. famous shayla when I was a kid. Parshas Emor, every time there was asked the shayla, how a person could do one maaser and be chayav 6 million malkas. We'll leave the kasha. We got our parsha. Could do one maaser and be chayav 6 million malkas on one maaser. You know shalom ha? Our parsha says, this is the hint alay. Lo yitam bal ba'am ul khalev leikhu kocho beroishon pas kolom lo yigalekhu. Mo says khayb al kol srit a person is sorry to srit om kerach kocho an mes is khayb. If is kerach one he shaved himself and five mesim is khayb al kol mes ve mes. Al kol srit ve srit ve al kol five srit is on one mes is khayb khamisho. One srita al chamisha basing more than makis chav base. So what would be if a person makes a srita on the whole Holocaust? So he's chayav 6 million malkas. Pesuk is mamshich. The pasuk speaks about kochim. Not allowed to eat kochim betuma. So I wonder if something new that was nischadish to me today. Daber el arim ebono veinzeru mikochim bnei Yisrael v'leichalelu Hashem kochim bnei Yisrael asher magdishim chof beis pasuk gimel emoir aleim lederoisom kol asher ishikrav mehem michol zareichem el kochim asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael. If a person eats kochim betuma v'nichresu hanefesh ahim milifnei Hashem. The person is kochim betuma is chayev kores. It's like Rashi v'nichreso yochel mitzad ze letzad ze to move to America be his goles. Yochel mitzad ze letzad ze v'yisyashe b'mokim acher Talmud leimar ani Hashem b'chol mokim. He has to leave the world. What the Rashi? I think kores is written in Teirim Yistomeh hundreds of times. But Christus we have, but the Pesuk Chozer himself. Rashi says here, v'nichreso yochel mitzad letzad v'yelech v'yisyashe b'mokim acher. Talmud leimar v'nichreso ani Hashem. Talmud leimar v'nichreso ani Hashem. So what is the double? A Tosefta shenischadsho. It's brought down. It's a famous maase. It was a yid that the poets of the city called him over. It was a big deal over Pesach. And they closed the deal. And when they finished, the poets took out a bottle of Yash, of schnapps. And he said, we'll drink L'chaim. And he gave the yid and he drank L'chaim. When he came back home, he realized he ate chometz and Pesach. So he ran to the Shoyl U'meishi. Shubas Shoyl U'meishi. And the Shulamashiv told him, okay, I want tshuva, what to do? So the Maizer Shulamashiv was one of the misnagim to the Hasidus, but he was very respected to the Bezer Rebbe, to the Alter Bezer Rebbe. So it was Rabbi Yeshua, the father of the Baal. He told him, go to the Bezer Rebbe and ask for a tikkun. But I'm asking you not to be like a Hasid. When he finishes, tell him my name, you want to know why he said this tikkun. He went, and he told him, sell your property, move to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, Rebbe, I'm a Kabel. The Shulam Meshi told me, I have to ask you why you decided that this is a metak in my head. So he told him, I'll tell you why. One, the Gemara says, the Medrash, Golso Yehuda me'oini, she'ochlu lechem oini, she'ovu alechem oini. State that Golos comes when you eat chometz. Golso Yehuda me'oini, she'ovu al achilas lechem oini medrash rabbe. So I had a mocker from the medrash that it's mechaper. Second of all, he says, kol ha'terekula when it says chores, it has mercho, tipcho, kadmo, azlo, and one place it says ger shayim, and chometz. The pasuk in Shmoyis Yudbeis Yudes, ki kol oichel machrezes venichreso ger shayin. So I realized from there that Golus will be the kapore on Cholitz. He went back to Yosher Ramesh and told him, the Rebbe told me, the kapore is to sell my property to go to Eretz Yisrael because I'm Nischai of Golus. And he told me, and if Golus ready, so do it in Eretz Yisrael. Going to be the master of Golus, not the Gishmak master, yeah? And why Golus? Golus for Yehuda Me'oini, and also for Kol HaTirikulo, the Nichreso has different drop. The only place that it says Ger Shayim is in Chometz. Shmois, Yudbeis, Pasuk Tezvot. Shalomeshim opened the Chumash. And he told him, before you go to the Golus, come over to me. He said, and the way to go is stop by the Rebbe. I have one more of a nichreso that says Ger Shayim, our parsha. Ish, emer eleyem, kol ish asher yakrivu mikol zarum el hakodshim asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael la'Hashem v'tumos ve'olov, v'nichreso hanefesh ha'im me'amer. If you eat kodshim betumo, it's v'nichreso, Ger Shayim. Go ask the Rebbe that he is wrong. The way to the Golus, he stopped the Rebbe. Everything is in the way to the Golus, but the Shalom Meishu told me that I have to ask the Rebbe that he's wrong. So the Rebbe told him, look in Rashi. Rashi frek the kasha. Yochel mitzad ze letzad ze. Talmud lemar ani Hashem. Why Rashi is only asking the kasha here? The Torah says, nowhere else Golus helps. And in one place that it helps, Rashi doesn't ask. But Rashi had a kabbalah that it doesn't help. So Rashi, Ani Hashem, Golus doesn't help. So the only place in Kol HaTirkulo, Chumash Vayikra, I have to remember, Chof Beis, Pasuk Gimel. So Alamo, this vault is good to remember because you could save in every Pesach, yeah? So, the Golus, if a prison is a Makbid, the Tikkun is Golus. Pasuk is Mamshich. לא ישחל אלו השם קודשי ונקדשתי בתייך בני ישראל אני השם מקדשי לא ישחל אלו השם קודשי ונקדשתי בתייך בני ישראל אני השם מקדש this is the Yisro of Chil Hashem Chazal said that it's the most chomodik Yisro that a person could be over is the love of Chil Hashem לשחלו השם קודשי ונקדשתי בתייך בני ישראל אני השם אתם מוס חמו דקי איסו מוס חמו דקי איסו זכירו לשם אז אני אמבר בבוחם אל פנוביץ' הוא מסופה a lot of times a person is over in a mistake in חילו לשם remember we was talking I was בוחם אל פנוביץ' I was 19 years old was לל שישי in the middle of the night we went to a walk speaking and learning It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and there was a big argument at the Tesis. I was screaming, and the neighbor was outside Yeshiva, a couple of you know, we already went in deep into the neighborhood, talking in a conversation. We didn't realize we left the Yeshiva. And the window opened, and the guy started to scream, this is the Torah, waking up people in the middle of the night. Kids came back to Yeshiva, there's no kapore. It's not worth all of our learning. What we do? Salamaisa, then we found the eight Salamaisa. We were super, I think, what floor it was. And we bought flowers for Shabbos for all the people in the building to mafias them. With a letter. This is the state of you. But the Shabbos of Bachar was Eber Achil Hashem. So state that the only way to mechapa the chet of Achil Hashem is to do Kiddush Hashem. The Shaila is if you could fake Kiddush Hashem. I said to Moshe, I did Chil Hashem. That was terrible. So, in the beginning what I did, before my friends argued with me, I would go up on a bus, and I would pay the guy 6 shekel, and then it was a shekel, I don't know how much it was, because I would give him 10 shekel, and he would give him back 9, I'll go to my seat and I'll get up. You gave me the mistake of extra shekel. It's not true. I was so impressed. I did Kiddush Hashem. Is a musik to fake Kiddush Hashem? I want to have Kiddush Hashem. I can fake Kiddush Hashem. I need Kiddush Hashem. I did Chil Hashem. I'm a young guy. I did Kiddush Chil Hashem. I don't want to have a chet. Shal is, if I could fake Kiddush Hashem to be zeiche, to metak in the chet, what is the nishta azazach? There's no fake. There's no fake. I don't know, it's brought down. I saw it today, and I'm a supik about it. I just wanted to say it over. I saw it brought down a very reliable source. The famous Kiddush Hashem that we know is the Maisif and the Ger Tzedek and his man of the Goyen, that they killed him on Kiddush Hashem. The Goyen learns that all of the Tumah, everything changed in the world from that killing. But I'm not going into the whole Cheshbon. They killed him on Kiddush Hashem. And the story goes that he stopped, they gave him permission in the way to stop in the Goyen's house. And the Goyen offered him to save him Al Yedei Shemes, and he said no, he wants him to come to Kiddush Hashem. And then the famous story goes, I saw it in reliable sources, that the Goyen yelled to him from the window, Schnell, Gei Schnell, Gei Schnell, go quick. Well, go quick. That the Ger Tzedek asked the Goyen, they're going to kill on Kiddush Hashem. He's very happy to be killed on Kiddush Hashem. He's mesupik. He could schlep. He will live 2 more minutes. He will be mekayim v'chaybahim. Be mekayim v'chaybahim. He's mechuyev to schlep to mekayim v'chaybahim. He has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And Kiddush Hashem is not doiche pikuach nefesh. So it's better to do Kiddush Hashem. How much quicker that he could. And that's one thing to explain. The Moshul, it's brought down, but the Bore brings it down also. If a person, the Aloch, the Shari Tshuva passing, that if you go to kill you on Kiddush Hashem, you make a Shari Tshuva Mitzvah with Zivonu al Kiddush Hashem. Now what happened if the Goy decided not to kill you? So the Bore brings down from the Poiskim that it's not a Baruch HaLevatola. Why? You will Moshul Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. There's no deed that he has to kill you. Your mitzvah is to offer yourself to be killed in Kiddush Hashem. If he killed you or not, it doesn't make a difference. I already said over the famous ma'aseh that this yid made a baruch al Kiddush Hashem, and the goy started to speak. And he told him, "Hefsek, hefsek." The goy was taking time. He said, "Hefsek, you know, he made a bro." But the halacha is not like that. Your chiyuv is to be moisel nefesh Kiddush Hashem. So they say that this one, I'm saying again, it's a chiddush, because by me it's a big chiddush, that the Ger Tzedek asked the Goyen if to schlep in the way, and he will manage, they have to drag him a little bit, but he will manage to live for another 2 minutes, as v'chay b'hem, he's mechuyev to do it, of a kalt. Of a zeyvay, there's no choice, he's mechuyev to run. And the Goyen was machriya, schnell, schnell, gei mekayim the mitzvah. But the Ger Tzedek told the Goyen he's misupik, and misupik he's planning to do Sheva Altase and not to move. To let them, to drag him. This is what the Ger Tzedek was planning to do. And the Goyen was machir, not like that, it's like, no, Hamol. It's a big chidush. It's a big chidush that. If a member, I will say, at the beginning of the parsha, Emor el Koyanim, the Tesis in Metzia, Kuf Yudalev and Mudbeis, asked the Kasha, how Eliyahu was Machya the Ben Ashunamis. Eliyahu is a Koyan, says in our parsha, the Nefesh lo Itama Be'amov. So how Eliyahu was Nitma to Ben Almona? The Yeshloimal, Shekevon Shehoyo Yodea Bevadai Sheyichye, Hoyomuto Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. Fragt der Moshe Feinstein, mein Hilfe war bevor in Kiew war. What was the hatha? Pikuach nefesh. He wanted to save the Ben Ashunamis. So what is the answer? Kevon sheyodea shebevada yichye hayomuto mishum pikuach nefesh. And if it was a sofek, if Eliyahu could mechaya meizim, pikuach nefesh yomuto also misofek. So before him came, Moshe finds an answer. The kid was dead. There's no v'chai b'him. He's dead. The heter is mutov lechalul of Shabbos achas kedei sheyikayim Shabbos asarbe. But this is only v'vada sheichu. Al tzvechah you're allowed to metame misofek. But when someone is dead, you're going to do pikuach nefesh. There's no heter for v'chai b'him. There's no v'chai. But the heter is mutov lechalul Shabbos asarbe. The Achroni bring out a different teretz that the saving the kid was not the derech hateva, was the derech zgula. To mechal Shabbos for a zgula, you only mutter if the zgula for sure works. Moshe, someone is sick. You're allowed to travel to the Rebbe to get a bracha on Shabbos in the car. The Rebbe benches, he will live. I'm not going out to pass in the halachas, yeah? As a mekubal, he has water, he pours, the guy lives. You are not 100%, 80%. You're allowed to drive to the Mekubal to get the water and Shabbos or not? Most places are not allowed. But the Achroev, the one that I'm at you, it's only if it's 100%. In the end of the parasha, long parasha, ויצא בן איש ישראליס והוא בן איש מצרי בתוך בני ישראל וינוצו במחנה בן ישראליש ואיש ישראלי ויקוי בן איש ישראליס אז השם ויקלל מור says, he said, יקי יויסי, אז יויסי, he was מקלל how he knew שם השם? He said, שם המפורש חזר זה, he heard in הרסיני Rashi says, "Vayeitze ben Isha Yisraelis vehu ben Ish Mitzri." Meheichon yotzo. Rab Levi Yomo Moilomo yotzo. Rab Rach Yomo miparsha shelemalo. Masnisin Omo mbizdina shel Moshe yotzo mechuyev. Bo lita oyalei betoich machne don. Omo le mativ cholekan. You don't belong to us. Omo mbneis donani. Omo le ish al digloi. Nichlas de bezdina shel moitzu veyotzu chayov omad vegida. But I say this pasuk is the secret for all of us, and I'm telling you for all of you. And don't think that it's not negiah. Chaim Shmulevitz says shmuz for choshev bebochim was on this pasuk. This person knew shema mefurash. You know the madrege of shema mefurash. It's something that we don't have shaychus to these people. And he went. And he was Mikalel. And the Gemara says he was Mikalel. Yake Yoisi es Yoisi. And it's not what it means. I'm not allowed to say how a person courses. So we say, he said, Yake Yoisi es Yoisi. Yoisi is Kivyochel, the name of Rabbi Shloilom. So he said, Yake Yoisi es, it's a crazy thing, yeah? You're not allowed to say how a person does it. Yeah? Mishuga. Maimon Har Sinai, he heard Shem Hashem. What happened? He went out from the Beis Din Shel Moshe Chayev. What? The Shmuz of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Listen carefully. You take a cup of glass, you put it on the table, it's beautiful. You put it on the floor, it's beautiful. It will break. Back on the table, it will break. Back on the floor. If you tap it from the table for a second, what happens? It smashes. Nothing what to do. The floor is bad, the floor is nice. But the bump from the table to the floor broke the glass. What a person in life has bumps. When the bump comes is the time you smash. Your job is to patent the bang. To patent the bag. Soru maher min aderech osu lohem egel maseich. You know, we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. We didn't do egel. I don't know, some people say, we have a lot of agolim today. Yeah, money, etc. Yeah. But why we don't do egel? Oh, Mishkin Moshe. They were, the Chazal saying, the Igre Ramo, Moshe, we lost. What we lost? We also lost. We're used to be lost. Eh? A person has an Nisayan. It says, Shaul HaMelech. Shmuel comes over with him and tells him, I hear the noise, what happened, Hashem? He said, I'll tell you the truth. Hashem said, the Malchus goes to David. Shaul turns over to Shmuel, Kavdeini na negedal. You're right, no, keep quiet. Come with me together, it will look good. Where is the pasuk? Shmuel doesn't want to go. Shaul holds his coat and the tears. And then Shmuel joins Shaul. Chazal say, Shaul ben Shona ben Molchoy. Shaul did not have a virus. Tzaddik. And he failed. And Shmuel tells him, this is a Shaul, you're not the king anymore. He says to him, Shmuel, but come to me to give a Shaul. Kabdeni no negedal. Venishtach vela Hashem. But come with me. Shmuel tells him, Shaul, you're a baby. You're a tzaddik yisod olam. What, fake covet? You're not embarrassed to tell Navi Hashem, but fake with me covet? Shaul told Shmuel, if you leave me now, it will be so hard for me. The Bizoyan, I know what will happen to me. I will fall down. Path into me. Soft it. Make it to me easy to fall. Put a cushion. A person has to know in his life, there's a lot of times in life is a bang. It could be kino. It could be upsetness. Deal with it. That person was upset. What do you have to do? Go over to your friend and say, I'm so upset. Moshe threw me out. I don't know what to do. Speak it out to your friend. After 2 hours, you'll be relaxed. He was so angry. He lost himself. And in that minute, he came to the lowest. You lose all the madrigas. Sometimes in life, it's important to fake covet, to fake respect, to treat yourself to what you don't deserve, to cushion the nefilah. Vayetzer meheichon yotzo, yotzo mi beis dino yishel Moshe Chayev. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you don't have where to be. He was so upset, he couldn't handle it. Yake Yoisi. He used what no one gets, a present that he meant with the Shem Hashem. Yake Yoisi is Yoisi. And he was, Vayikar is Hashem Vayikarel. Klal Yisrael soru maher min haderech, osu lohem egel maseicho. And Reb Chaim says, and don't say it will not happen to me. Every glass cup that falls on the table breaks. He says, it doesn't become crooked, doesn't become smaller, there's nothing left. And the most choshevi guy, there's a bang coming. If you don't listen to my eitzah, in a minute there's no one to save. It's over. Little pieces. So it's not only that it's over, it's dangerous to touch it. It becomes bad. It's all over the place. Bad. You have to rebuild yourself completely. Was a father, had 2 kids. It's Bais Shahoya. And one became Rosh Hashiva. Two were Tamil Chachom. One became Rosh Hashiva. One didn't become Rosh Hashiva. Was living in Kailu. When the one that became Rosh Hashiva started to wear, you know, Chalukah de Rabbonon, different kind of hats, and all that. All the Zach. The father went to the other son and told him, Bekibud Av, you have to get dressed the same. He said, no, I don't want it. He said, you'll tell the whole world that I pass it, that you have to. I forced you. He said, I'm not looking for covet. Promise me I'm not looking for covet. He went to Adam Gadol. He says, I'm promising. I'm not sick. I'm not a sick person. Adam Gadol told him, your father is right. You're not sick. But you know what will happen? You'll go to a simcha. He will look like this, you will look like that. you'll be a little bit upset. You'll get angry. You will fall. And then you will hate him for A, and you will hate him for B, and you will hate him for Z, for everything. Shaul tells Shmuel, come with me. He says, Vaymascho Hashem Mimelech, leave me alone. And Shmuel goes, Shmuel says, I can't go with you. Hashem was Mayas. Shaul says, Kabdeni no negedo, don't leave me on my own. I can't. The biggest person, again, a lot of times you need to go to a Rebbe, you need to go to a Mechanech, you need to go to a parent to get the Eitzah, how not to get this bang. How not to get bitten in this bang. It's a Avodah how not to get bitten. I'm asking, it doesn't come a Eilov. It doesn't come a Eilov not to get bitten. But a person has to work on it. That chas v'sholem will not be in a filah. And don't say, and I'm finishing with that, so what, like that other guy said, so I'll not be Rosh Hashiva. 50% of the world are not Rosh Hashiva. I'm sorry, 90%, 95% are not Rosh Hashivas. He said, yeah, you were together and he went down. Now you got a bang. A lot of people on the floor, and there's a lot of glass on the floor, there's a lot of cups that are not on the top shelf. But the time of the bang is the danger. And Bochim don't realize it in life. And when they get the bang, they don't realize it's dangerous now. So they just let themselves to smash. They let themselves to smash, they don't know what is happening. They just see that the cup is falling apart to pieces. Sometimes you have to understand. And sometimes Mechaber Shlevit said, even if there's nothing more to do, if you understand, yeah, it's a bang now. It's a bang. It's a normal thing. I'm a human being. It's allowed to disturb me. It's allowed to bite me. He says, but if you're not aware to that, you can fight it. The glass cup cannot fight it not to break when it will smash. There's nothing more to do. I said, but it's not so bad, so I don't have the best chavrusas now. What I can do, it's not up to me. I'm not saying to complain. The guy comes, he was a king somewhere, he has to start from scratch. Yeah? Heaven's never a good boy. Someone that was not good was never a king. Say that. Maybe now he's after Avodim. Say that. The guy's a good guy in a yeshiva. Now he comes. It's the hardest thing. I was in Kotayra, I was so close to Abshun Zalman Erbach. He was very, very close to me. He was. Gave me Ayin Toyva She'en Kedugmasa. I felt like $1 billion, not like $1 million. I came to Panovich, I felt like a garbage. Nobody. Here I was by Abshun Zalman, everything was around me, Abshun Zalman Erbach. Came to Panovich, Abshach was already, he was surrounded with. Sorry, I love him, sorry, Hamishim, sorry, Meres, yeah? It was very hard. I came back to Rosh Hashanah after a week. I said, coming back to Kotel, it's not for me. And when he got up, gave me a hand, he walked me to the bus stop back to the yeshiva, and he told me what to tell you. A person is walking in the street, and there's a little stone, a little rock. He slips on the rock, he's laying completely on the floor. What he sees? Sand. He breathes dust. He thinks his life is over. But Lemaise, the guy from the side, sees it's a little rock. He said, you came to a new place, you slipped on a little rock. But soon, you'll get up, you'll pass the rock, the same life, nothing changed. Take time. So, he picks me up, I'm picking you up, step over the rock, and carry on walking. So I said, no, I want to come back. He said, no. If you come back, you will never know how to step on a rock. There's rocks in life. And when you touch the rock, you fall completely. Don't say, yeah, it's only a rock. No. You're laying on the floor. You're laying on the floor. No, not. I don't think that you're standing. You're completely gamu. pick your hand, and you will manage. So Chaim Shlomo, this is what the Torah's teaching us. The Torah is not only saying, Vayelech ish vayikalev, vayetze. It happened, Moshe told him, Ployni atochayev. He lost in the basin. Shazam told me once, when you see a people losing the basin, it was a big deterrent between two Tamilech HaChomim, and Laniyaz Daiti Yaktan, and they were misbehaving the one that was losing. So I went up to Shazam and I said, Aitochen, Gdoyla. He told me, if it will not be an Nisoyen, Hashem will not test him. I said, the Nisoyen is not a question. The job is to pass that Nisoyen. But this is what happens in the Nisoyen, yes. You have to be aware, this is the Nisoyen. A bang is a Nisoyen to fall. If you manage, Be'ez Hashem, you will have Siyach HaMashmah.